Welcome, Gym Going Geeks and Physique Min Maxing Magicians, to episode 63 of the Nerdstravaganza podcast, a podcast that prides itself on being ripped. I'm Tom.
I'm Rick.
I am Brian.
And tonight we'll be putting our own nerdy spin on the topic of fitness. But before we get into our routine, pun intended, let's kick things off in our routine fashion with our Geekly Weekly, otherwise known as Weekly Geekly, Roundup. Why don't you hit it, Brian?
I have been reading On a Pale Horse by Piers Anthony. I think I mentioned that once before, but maybe I was a little down on it because it was kind of a slow start. Actually, really picking up. Pretty good story. Seeing a lot of the humor in it, finally. So I recommend that book. And I have been robbed of my Tate's Not at San Diego Comic-Con sale experience. I was on the way there, and I got a text from an ex that she really hoped she'd run into me there. So I immediately averted course and missed out on that.
Bummer.
So I'm sure Tate's was fun, but it would not have been for me.
So you missed the Tate's being a very one of our landmark local comic areas in South Florida. You missed their Not at Comic-Con consolation event because your friggin' ex was hovering around like a vulture.
Yep. Sad, huh?
Hey, when you said you got robbed, I was thinking at gunpoint, and I was feeling nervous and scared. And then you said ex, and then I was like, oh, man, he would have been better off with the gun.
Yeah. Yeah, if people were only so merciful as to shoot at me instead of drunk text me.
Is that your ex I hear barking in the background trying to get in your house?
I don't think so.
Not to imply that your ex was a dog or anything, just had to comment on that. Cool, does that so being sort of ex-blocked, let's say, from the Tate's event and continuing your reading, anything else?
That's it.
How about you, Ricky?
Well, I too have been found riding on a white horse with Pierce Brosnan. And I can't remember what the name of the book was or whatever, but that's all I could think of was riding on a white horse with Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
And let me see. What did I do this week? I came across a commercial for a TV show that I'm sure we're going to have to follow and report on. I think it's Sci-Fi Network. I don't know if it's going to be as good as King of the Nerds, but it's called Cosplay Heroes.
Oh, man.
Or Heroes of Cosplay. I can't remember, but it's on Sci-Fi. And the trailer shows this one chick dressed up like Sailor Moon, kind of bitch-talking. Oh, no, she didn't. She thinks she can battle me. So apparently it's all about cosplay costume wars. So it should be stupid and interesting.
I have some kind of pseudo insider perspective on that topic, and I don't think it's possible for them to exaggerate all the drama surrounding cosplay, so that should be good.
Yeah, at least we know it won't be scripted, because all the ridiculous shit that we're gonna see really does happen. So
yeah, that's like it's like National Geographic just filming events as they unfold. Yeah.
And then, what else? I've made some mad strides on the Arduino front with my new project, which will probably be revealing fairly shortly here. And then, just kicking around on Animal Crossing.
Cool. Sounds like a very fun and fulfilling week for you, sir.
That's been all right. Oh, and I got the core rule book for Edge of the Empire, so I can roll my own characters and get ready for our next campaign.
Nice. I was just going to say you had a penchant for understatement, but that even falls short. That itself is an understatement when you add that to your list of activities. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You got that book, sir. All right, I guess it's time for my roundup then. I have been playing some more Animal Crossing. I have found that getting street passes now for me has become bittersweet, because it's like a 45-minute commitment now to play through all of the new Street Pass games that I downloaded for my 3DS and to go into Animal Crossing and, you know, greet my new plaza guests. So,
Dude, I was going to say the same thing, but dude, I'm with you right there. And Kimberly's feeling the same way too. And we don't get Street Pass nearly as much as I'm sure you do.
Man, yeah. And like, I'm looking at the green light right now and I'm like, you know, am I going to have time tonight to get a good night's sleep after I put in the time it's going to take to play all those stupid mini games? Why did I buy those things?
I've been super selective, man, and I'll only play, like, with the people that I regularly Street Pass, I'll play certain games with them, and then other ones, like, you know, the puzzle pieces and stuff like that, I'll just grab from everybody. So I've worked out somewhat of a system, but it took a few days to get there to figure out how to best spend my time by not playing everything all the time.
Yeah, I'm thinking about skipping some of them, man, and I won't mention what my favorites are. You can probably guess the ones I'm thinking about skipping, but yeah. So that's been almost traumatic. Apart from that, playing some Borderlands 2 expansion with Brian, we actually beat the final boss in that expansion. It was really cool. That was a really well done expansion, actually. And playing a little more of the Mass Effect 2 on the gaming front as well. I'm almost done reading that novel, When Gravity Fails. I'm about 5/6 of the way through it. And I think Brian rightly pegged it as a, what was it, a genre? Noir or something, where it's like a private eye type thing, Brian?
Yeah. Maybe yeah. Noir? Sci-fi noir? Cyber noir?
Cyber noir would be a good way to put it. Yeah, I like that. Great. Now it's become a page turner because I got to find out like who the killer is, quote unquote, you know? So I'm enjoying that, and also picked up the Edge of the Empire rulebook, and I'm very much looking forward to digging into that. It is huge. Compared to the beta book, it's gargantuan and hardcover and awesome.
498 pages, baby.
Yeah.
And cool you stuff. Made sure you got one with the slip-in insert, right?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. Was there supposed to be...
I don't know what's on it because I haven't looked at it yet. Kimberly I'm not allowed to really look at it until Kimberly looks at it, even though I paid for it and bought it, because I'll put my grubby little fingers all over it and I'll probably crinkle pages and ruin it, and she needs the pristine reading experience. But yeah, there's some kind of pamphlet in there, so we'll have to figure out what that was.
I will double check. I haven't really thumbed through it too much. I just kind of glanced at it and carried that heavy tome home, but I will look for that. So yeah, that more or less rounds out my week. Nothing more than that to report, which I think is... and of course I should mention I was a great deal of my week was spent working out and being fit, as usual.
Oh, always.
Yeah, we take fitness very seriously on the Nerdstravaganza podcast, which is why, I mean, I don't know why this didn't occur to us before. We're doing an episode tonight devoted to fitness and the pursuit of fitness and really... I don't want to say geek fitness because that sounds too much like geek culture, but addressing the issue of nerds and geeks being stereotyped as sort of doughy, out of shape, couch potatoes, let's say. It's completely untrue. Anybody who's seen us in person knows that our physiques completely, you know, defy that stereotype.
Well, I, for one, I want to go back and redo my weekly geekly. And I'm going to change it, and I'm going to say, I walked around getting pedometer points on my Nintendo DS or 3DS XL, gaining play points, as well as trimming my fat. while I walked around the mall all day.
That sounds perfect. So, and I think that is an awesome way to illustrate how the worlds of fitness and the geek lifestyle or nerd lifestyle can be merged. There are certain synergies that exist, given all of the neat gadgets and propensity that I think our people have to, you know, brag about stats and accomplishments and achievements. There are existing technologies and methods for sort of weaving those worlds together. And I think, of course, with another impromptu Dream Factory session, we could certainly dream up more. I think one of the things we really wanted to get to tonight was how we would create our ultimate Nerdstravaganza fitness club. And we will round things up with that. Round things out with that, I should say. Round things out. Talking about fitness. Brian? I want to ask you, do you employ any gadgets? Like Rick was just mentioning the ability to acquire play coins on the 3DS by carrying it with you, and its pedometer racks up steps, and you were able to get these play coins, which you're then able to spend in game. So it rewards you for being fit. Do you have any gadgets like that?
I had a Fitbit One, I think it was called. So I had some model of Fitbit for the longest time, but unfortunately, I did lose it sneaking out of a second story window.
Okay, yeah, we want to know the story behind that.
No, I was teasing. I lost it somewhere. I have no idea where.
Oh, man.
Sorry to let you down.
I was all getting ready with my hot cocoa for story time. That sucks.
Maybe it was in your other bat pants.
Yeah. So you owned a Fitbit, and I think all of us on the Nerd Extravaganza podcast own a Fitbit. And
or did.
Or did. At least we know how it works. And for me, the gadget factor of the Fitbit and combined with the gadget factor of the 3DS has done a lot to kind of motivate me to get out there and take my walks. Even when I don't feel like taking a walk, like if the day wears on and I haven't walked, I'm like, man, I got to get at least a couple thousand steps in, because that has to be uploaded to my online profile so that like my one friend, Rick, will know that I walked today. They kind of have my number there, though, with the sort of online achievement and the sort of stat mongering, I guess. And I think that's an appeal to a lot of people.
That's what made me want to even buy one, was the fact that I was able to kind of compete in little groups with friends for achievements and stuff like that. I'll be out walking the dog and I'm like, oh, it's hot and aggravating out here. I just want to go home. And then like I'll look down at my Fitbit and I'm like, oh, I'm so close to another goal. All right, dog, let's go hit a couple more trees to pee on.
That's so cool. I heard about the Fitbit originally. I listened to a pretty popular podcast called Cheap Ass Gamer or CAGcast. And they were for a while constantly talking about their Fitbits. And theirs is the first sort of Fitbit group I ever joined. And it was just, at first, you know, I had the podcast kind of running in the background, and then I kept hearing them talk about steps and I got to take my steps, and that I don't know what it is about that achievement hunting element in my personality that made me like, wait a minute, what is a Fitbit? And then I started Googling, and then we all started Googling, and next thing you know, we're on board.
Yeah, a friend of the show, Angelo, he's actually been on as a guest one or two times. He was the one who turned me on it. He kept talking about it, and I was like, what is this? What is he talking about, Fitbit? And then I was talking to Tom about it, and Tom's like, oh, yeah, that's this thing. And I'm like, oh, two of my friends have it? I got to get one now.
Yeah. And then we got Brian on board, and he promptly, quote unquote, lost his Fitbit because he couldn't hang with our awesome competition.
That's what you guys get for outwalking me.
Dude, you know what ruined my, like, I got the DS. I wish you could just continually walk and get like play coins, because I will admit a little bit of the Fitbit excitement factor and goal factor has kind of, you know, it's taken a backseat a little bit. And I think that largely has to do with my trips to Disney World, because dude, when I go to Disney, I rack up like miles and miles and miles, like in 2 days, like 20 miles in 2 days, dude, and it kicks ass. And then I just feel like so shitty like the rest of the time, because I'm like, oh man, last week I had like 50,000. Today I only got like 200. This sucks.
Yeah, you look at that spike.
Yeah, and it's like you get that euphoric rush from like kicking so much ass. But then when you're on like a daily routine, I mean, it almost got to be demotivating for me, because I was like, dude, I just can't do it. I can never match my awesomeness. So now it's almost become my Fitbit challenges are my Disney Fitbit challenges.
Right. Accomplish them there where you're actually walking, as unlike, unfortunately, our native part of the country doesn't lend itself very much to walking, right?
Right, that and my sit down and draw and program all day job doesn't help much either.
Yeah, the sedentary jobs also do not help. Yeah.
I mean, I took to drinking three times as much iced tea as I normally do just so I can get steps going back and forth to the bathroom. Not healthy.
Well, the walking's healthy. I don't know about the gallons of iced tea required to prompt you to walk, but yeah.
Exactly.
I have to say, so the other device that were the two out of the three of us on the Nerd Extravaganza podcast. Well, actually, since Brian dishes Fitbit, these devices apply only to Rick and I. But that device is the 3DS. That device, the thing is, I don't want to lug it around with me all the time. Like when I'm going out, and if I'm just wearing like a, it depends what I'm wearing, if I want to stuff it in my back pocket or not. It's not as compact and convenient as the Fitbit, but the one thing it really has going for it is I earn play coins that I can then use in video games. And what I really wish is that they had like on the 3DS, like some kind of a Fitbit integration or some kind of an app so I could sync with my 3DS and get gamer points or play coins or something like that.
Dude, that would be sick if you could not carry your DS around. Because, dude, I mean, I realize why they did it. They want to get kids motivated to go out and about.
Yeah.
Bravo. Hats off. My Luigi hat is tipped to them.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, like you said, I mean, I've got the XL, dude. So mine's like 90% bigger than yours is.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be able to carry that around with me. Like, my current one, I slip in my back pocket, but an XL, it would be kind of a deal breaker.
It fits in your back pocket, but it's really heavy and kind of annoying to walk around with. So, yeah, if they could tie that in with my Fitbit steps getting synced up to some type of cloud or even to my device itself through Wi-Fi, dude, and I can get coins that way for the adult users, dude, that'd be sick.
Yeah, I think that there's a definite... There's potential there for integration of, if not the Fitbit, although that would be my preference, then some fitness tracker with both the handheld 3DS and gaming consoles in general. Along those lines, in the CAG Fitbit group, I jokingly posted several months ago that we should, you know, like, where's our Fitbit support on consoles? And unbeknownst to me at the time, there is support not for the Fitbit. And Rick, you brought this to my attention, and it completely reinforced what I got back on the forum, on the Cheap Ass Gamer Fitbit group forum. There is integration for a competing Nike product, but the Fitbit itself has not yet been integrated, or, you know, for any console that I'm aware of. Even though there is, of course, the computer app that offers that, you know, integration with their website. Mm-hmm. So that said, I think the concept of tying this into the gamer lifestyle is there. And I'll let you take away the next part of the conversation, Rick, which is about the competing technology, which is already integrated with Xbox and will be further integrated in the upcoming Xbox One.
It's the Nike Plus... Nike Plus, I can't remember what the hell it's called.
I think
the Nike Plus Connect Support or Connect Fitness or something like that. But basically, it's a wristband style device. The Fitbits also now come in a wristband. That seems to be the new style everybody's going with. Personally, I wouldn't want to wear one. I think it's called the Fuel Band. The Nike one's the Fuel Band.
Right.
And basically, what it lets you do is, much like the Fitbit, it tracks your activity, your calories, your intake, your burn off, all this stuff, and it spits it up to a website, an app, syncs through the mobile device, etc. And it ties in with the Xbox video game by also pushing your information of the calories, the exercise, and everything that you've done and gained in game, and spits that up to the same portal.
Okay.
It's not a two-way street, so if you're using the game, you're not pulling your online data into the game, but you can reference your mediated combined data through the digital portal, which is pretty sweet. So the Fitbit right now, if you do any exercise, like I know sometimes you ride your bike, you've got to write that in. So you've got to go into the app, you manually sign it in and stuff like that. You do your workouts on the Xbox. You do your workouts wearing the wristband. They both sync up to one mighty cloud portal, and you get all your information right there, all combined together and sorted out and mathetized and everything you need to know to get the info you need.
Okay, I see. So there's not console integration of the type I was imagining per se, but there is the Xbox Kinect application is another means through which your fitness data is captured as you're doing the workouts or whatever on that Kinect game.
Yes. It would be cool to see that two-way street, though.
Yeah, I'd like to get an achievement for, using my Fitbit, which would be analogous to getting the Play Coins on the 3DS. Right. I think that would be awesome. Even if you had to buy the Fitbit game or app or whatever, I think that'd be kind of cool. There's motivation for exercise on its own anyway, but to appeal to our, let's say, target audience, I think some console integration would really go far.
Yeah, because it was awesome getting the Fitbit excuse me. It was awesome getting the Fitbit stickers or achievements or whatever they're called, but you can really only share them with other people that are in your Fitbit group. So it's not that same like trophy on the mantle shouted out to the world. You know, you're not announcing to other people that don't know about Fitbit that you're doing this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it kind of loses if even if they just tied in a little more of the social media, I think would be a start in the right direction. But console integration would be that's the dream.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Brian, what do you think about this idea of integrating fitness devices into sort of the console ecosphere? What do you think of that sort of integration? You think that would motivate people to get out there and take some steps?
I think it would, and I also think we're looking at some interesting like slob shaming when the Xbox One comes out and the Kinect can actually tell you that you're eating chips and deduct that from your daily total. Well, you took 3,000 steps, but I watched you eat 3 bags of chips, and that's like 9,000 calories, so you're in the hole for the day.
You've unlocked the shame achievement, Ruffle Boy. Way to go, Ruffle Boy, and all your friends are calling you Ruffle Boy.
You know what the key is, though? They have to stretch these things out, because there's some, I don't know how true this is, but they say that once you do something for a month continuously, it becomes routine.
Yeah.
So what they need to do is they need to pace these games out, or not games, but these, I'm going to call them games because they're on game consoles, but they need to pace these programs out so that it's a natural integration into your daily life. Instead of just being able to like blow your wad, you get a bunch of achievements and then you're like, yeah, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, it almost makes sense to like make it an Xbox Live rewards points thing or something where you're right. getting some kind of continued value and recognition for your achievement. Although I love the idea of shaming you with the Kinect.
That is pretty good. I do love that.
It's pretty brilliant. I can't tell if that's a pizza you're eating or pita bread with hummus. Can you get closer to the Kinect? Ooh, I definitely, that's pepperoni. You are getting a fat boy achievement. So yeah, we've touched on, of course, gadgets, which are always near and dear to our heart, and how those could motivate us to be more active. Let's get into a little more focused discussion around fitness, specifically a fitness club, you know, a gym, let's say. How could we make a gym, which is, and this is, of course, we're speaking in generalities here, but the gym is the haunt of the bro, of the, you know, the muscle head, the gym rat, stereotypically, not the place where you're, you know, a person who's gone through Diablo 4 times, you know, just this week, would typically be found. Let's step beyond the mundane. Oh, how can you make gyms accepting of, you know, out of shape nerds, and just jump into how can we make a gym for geeks and nerds, a gym that we would want to go to, to see people of our own, genre, tribe, whatever. Where could we go?
Let's say ilk.
Yeah, why didn't I just say ilk? That was the word. God, I've been eating too many Ruffles. My brain's all full of Ruffle fat. How could we construct a gym that would appeal to people of our ilk?
I personally think that the key is to make it be a place that you want to go. Because I'm not going to say nobody, because obviously there are people who want to go work out. So I'm going to try not to backpedal for the rest of this episode. Make it a place that you're going to want to go regardless. See, my thing is, you put video games there, video game type people who need exercise are going to want to go.
Yeah.
But how do you prevent them from sitting around on their asses drinking Mountain Dews and playing video games and eating Cheetos? Well, you hook those fuckers up to a treadmill, and you need to power your game unit.
I like it.
Your internet connection is based – the speed of your internet connection is based on how long you travel on the treadmill. How's that?
I like it. So you have to be moving to keep your system up, and maybe you could sign in with your Xbox Live profile or whatever, and you're playing online. But, you know, if you stop on that treadmill, man, you're done.
I mean, you can take a rest because you've built up time, but, you know, your connection speed will slow. It will start to slow.
I like that. Motivating you to keep moving so that you can keep playing. And, of course, you could also I love the word integration today. You could also have some sort of a cross marketing with the console makers or game makers so that people playing in your location achieve these, you know, unlock specific achievements or rewards or something like that. It all gets back into the social networking. I think there's a lot of social networking opportunities around positive activity that are not exploited. And there has to be a way to broadcast via your social networks or your gaming networks or whatever the fact that, hey, I'm in the gym doing the right thing.
Okay, most gyms, let's say, of course, we have no idea because I don't even think I've ever been in one. But let's say they have like a step class or a spin class, some type of like bicycling game that could be integrated with your riding on a bicycle, much like a fishing controller or, you know, any of like the motion controllers. You're sitting on a bike and you're pedaling, and it's a direct reflection to the character that's on the video game. And you've got a big screen in front of you and stuff is scrolling. So maybe you're riding in a pack. Maybe it's a Tour de France game, something like that. And then you've got other things like dance classes. Why don't they do the dance classes with something like all these Kinect dance games?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or the Wii balance board or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, like slowly bring – I mean, that's something that an existing gym today could do. It'd be like offer one class once a week and see how it goes with doing the exercise and or, you know, dance routines for some of these popular dance games. So you're doing it out of the house. I mean, maybe the experience doesn't work exactly like it does in your house, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
To get somebody comfortable with what they're used to but different at the same time.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely right now, like, there are practical applications for existing gaming technology that I think would work very well. And beyond that, there's a definite way to gamify, I think, a lot of the gym equipment. You know, a lot of the gym equipment that requires repetitive arm or leg movement could somehow, you know, if there would be a way to translate that into somehow moving a mech around or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you got creative, I think you could make a pretty. You could almost make the gym into not a gym, but like a fitness arcade, where you weren't just sitting down to do reps. You were sitting down to kind of play a somewhat physically challenging game.
You See, remember that'd be that? Sick, man.
Yeah.
That cabinet game with the Scooby-Doo bike-a-copter that you'd pedal and like fly around.
Yep.
I don't.
Just like
remember
a line
that.
Of those.
I think it was like Pilot Wing or something like that it was called. I know what you're talking about. That was cool. And they also had that like skateboard one where you stood on the skateboard, and a couple of the skiing ones. There was a hang gliding one. I mean, I guess hang gliding, you're just hanging there, but same idea. I mean, you could definitely get involved video game style from past ideas that, you know, kind of were a flash in the pan, came and went, and reintegrate them into something a little bit more modern and new with a health twist on it rather than arcade sim style twist on it.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad thought. I don't think I've seen this game though. What could you describe it a little more, Brian? I don't remember having seen that one that you mentioned.
It was basically
a stationary bike and you pedaled it, but it had a steering wheel up front. And instead of just pedaling it, you had to pedal it fast enough to keep it afloat because it would actually flap like a bike-a-copter. Ah. And then you had to steer it through. I think it was Pilot Wings. Wasn't it a ring race? You had to pedal it through the rings to get X in the time.
Yeah. And you were flying around in the sky.
Yeah, that sounds like there is a vehicle like that in the current Pilot Wings game that I'm playing. So an arcade version of that would definitely be you could exert yourself. There's no doubt. That's cool. I think we've solved two problems. We've solved how to make a gym that appeals to geeks and how to bring arcades back with the Gymcade or our gym. I think Gymcade works better in this case.
Hi, my name's Gymcade.
Hi, I'm Gymcade of Jim's Gymcade. Come on down. Don't be afraid to work out in Jim's Gymcade.
Well, have you guys ever seen the Google bike? Like the Google workout bike? The Google Maps workout bike, I should say.
No, does it let you bicycle through Google Map locations or something?
Yeah, and it'll change the elevation and all this other stuff. So basically, it's like you're riding on the terrain that you're looking at. And you can view it in Google Street View and stuff like that while you're going.
Oh, cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's super expensive, but it's really badass. So it'll simulate, if you're, going downhill, it'll simulate the tilt and change all the gearing and everything to make it feel like you're really doing that. Just like going uphill, if you're on a bumpy terrain. And there's a couple different versions, and one of them comes with a bunch of famous racetrack routes. And then there's another one where you can just kind of go free mode, as well as the track route. And you just map out plot it out all out, and it knows all of the elevations, inclines, declines, all that kind of stuff, and will generate your calories burnt and all that kind of stuff. And if I say that all that kind of stuff one more time, I'm going to punch myself in the face.
Oh, don't worry, Rick.
And all that kind of stuff. I'm going to integrate that, I guess.
Rick, don't worry about it. We all integrate our, specific, little speech tics, and all that kind of stuff,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah. So there's cool stuff that's out there that's like that could definitely be brought into a bigger game environment. Like the bike thing I was talking about before. Have a line of these style bikes, right? And then hook up a giant wraparound video screen. You're touring the world on bikes, exercise style, without ever leaving the comfort of an air-conditioned gym.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
I would, too. And, if nowhere on planet Earth interested you, there's no reason you couldn't be touring the world of Warcraft.
That's right. That's right. That's the next step. They work out the technology with the muscle heads and fitness freaks, and then you World of Warcraftify it, or I don't know, maybe you make it into the world of Final Fantasy. Maybe instead of riding a bike, you're riding a chocobo. All different kinds of shit.
How did you know to say those things, Final Fantasy and chocobo? It's like we've been doing a show together for a while or something. Nice. Now I'm really excited. I was just kind of spitballing this dumb idea to get through the show, but now I like it. Final Fantasy and chocobos, awesome.
I was excited thinking tinkering might be useful, but then you added giant chickens.
To step outside... To step outside of the gym, though, for a moment, and consider outdoor exercise and recreation... I was thinking of another way to maybe involve fitness into a geeky pursuit. I don't think any of us on the Nerdstravaganza will admit to having any experience with LARPing, but we have been to a RenFest, which is sort of like living in a LARPing setting without participating, or I should say being in that setting without participating. But what if there was a way to have some kind of a fitness relay course or obstacle course or something like that, where it was set up like, it would be like, basically you would set it up like you would a class at a gym or something, but it would be like, you know, chase the goblin, or, you know, you're doing a quest, but like the quest has some actual like physically demanding activities you have to do. And, you know, so you get up to the goblin to fight the goblin. He's a trainer, and, you know, you're like doing like some pretty strenuous, like, swinging of some kind of, somehow integrate exercise into the quote unquote combat or something like that. So you're still, and you know, you're really doing exercise, but they've got it all played up, and you're in your like costume, and there's like, you know what I mean? There's sort of that Ren festy LARPing element tied into like an outdoor recreation setting.
And dude, if like medieval shit's not your, if that's not your scene, how about like Animal Crossing? We can go to the new Animal Crossing New Leaf Island, and we go around and we're catching bugs all day with like 15 or 20 pound nets and fishing rods. So right. You really get a good workout.
Right. You're shaking trees.
Yeah, we're shaking trees. We're digging up treasures, all kinds of shit.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, we think of exercise as pretty regimented and like doing like sets and reps and certain miles, but you know, this would be more of a, I don't know if the word's holistic, but yeah, more of a sort of real world, fake world exercise. It's just about getting out there and moving and exerting yourself, but in a way that you find fun.
Okay, how about this? How about you get some type of tie-in of GPS locations, right? You get some kind of Fitbit style ordeal, and you strap all this shit into a Wi-Fi internet satellite GPS capable shovel.
You go on scavenger hunts,
and you go out and you can volunteer to help do like public gardening or anything like that. And then what does it do? It ties into your online farm style sim game on your Xbox or PlayStation or what have you. And every physical real crop that I've planted in real life could be transferred into a digital version.
I like it. So like for volunteering at your community garden, you would actually grow your virtual garden.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
For every real world, real life weed you pick, you've weeded one more weed out of your Animal Crossing town.
That's great.
We should apply that technology to a, Jesus, what are they called? A matic. Pick,
yep.
For Minecraft.
See, that's awesome too. And then if I could reverse that technology, and for every minute that I spent walking my 3DS digital Nintendog, a robot goes and walks my real dog.
I like the reversal. Yeah, yeah. For doing this thing in the game, something else takes the burden off you in real life. That's great.
You got waitresses at Denny's all sitting in one booth playing Diner Dash while you got a bunch of robots running around serving everybody food.
Yes, I could see this working in some world. So I guess to round things out, we've sort of come up with some imaginative ways to geekify fitness, but the stereotypes that we're sort of trying to, that we're both embracing and trying to dispel, or have been trying to dispel during this conversation. I hate to say it, as somebody who is a nerd geek, I believe I qualify as both, but they don't exist for no reason. And I speak as somebody who's lost in excess of 150 pounds, So 150 pounds ago, I very much, I think, personified the, you know, overweight, out of shape, sedentary geek nerd geek. I think it would do a lot for our image as a geeky people if we could sort of make that go away, you know, because it does seem to hold true more than I would like it to.
Yeah, it seems almost to the point where some embrace it.
Well, that was kind of the next point I was going to get to, which is I don't like that, like, laziness and like poor nutrition are sort of They're like stylish almost. Like, oh, dude, I totally just ate Doritos and Mountain Dew and played WoW all day. I'm such a geek. Like, why is that cool? Why is that something to be proud of?
Right.
You gotta have something.
Well, right, but it's
that's pretty much what it boils down to, Brian. You gotta have something.
But that's why people who play video games and role playing games and who pursue sort of geeky pursuits are seen as these social outcasts, because they seem to embrace this like self-destructive lifestyle. Like, don't you want to be in shape at, you know, in relatively good shape so you can be around to play like the Xbox 7 like three generations from now or whatever? I don't want to kick the bucket at in my 40s or something because I couldn't put down the bucket of KFC, you know what I mean?
And I like how it's the bucket, not just that extra piece.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know what? Get the grilled chicken and just eat half a bucket. That's a start.
You know, don't just sit on the internet and spank it to the 850 pictures of cosplayers that we posted from Comic-Con. You know, spend a little time in the World of Warcraft gym and maybe shed a few pounds and go bang one of those girls in real life.
Yeah.
If that's not motivation, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
To live to play the next generation console and to get laid by a hot Sith. Come on.
Yeah. And then we get to pay back the people who injected the fake geek girl and fake geek guy into our culture by being the fake fitness girl and fake fitness guy of the gym culture.
You're all ripped and you're hooking up with this fucking college cheerleader chick, and she pulls your shirt off and she starts going to town on you, and then she realizes that you got a horde tattoo and she's like, what the fuck is this?
You're a fake bro. You're not a real bro. You don't really think drinking is a hobby. You're fake.
You don't work construction. You work IT.
You only say bro to fit in. You only call your friends bros ironically. You're fake. Brian, what do you think? You think we can pull off the fake? We think we can pull off the fake bro look, and get our fellow geeks to do the same?
Yeah, I think we can cosplay that.
cosplay regular bros. All right, here's the thing. If we can get 1,000 people to subscribe to our new geek fitness lifestyle, we will create a convention called the Nerdstravaganza Bro Fest, where you actually dress as mainstream as you can and act like a total douchebag.
And be like a boat show?
Okay. Like a boat show. Here we go. This is a segue into a sort of an unrelated topic, but totally worth taking before we bid you bon voyage for this episode. Brian, why don't you drive home for our audience the juxtaposition between the boat show attendees and the, I think it was MetroCon attendees, who were in the same.
It was like Hall C and Hall D a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh my God. We were so as out of place as maybe some geeks would feel in a gym. Imagine mixing basically a gym with a convention, with Comic-Con. You had a boat show with like all the people you would expect to be at a boat show wearing
Thurston Howell the Third.
Well, everything from him to like the kind of overly tanned bro-y guy with like the guy, is it Guy Harvey who draws all the fish shirts?
Yeah,
to that guy, to just like all them. And they are, of course, they can't just stay in their stupid boat show. They have to come like poking over to the lobby outside of the main convention hall for the actual con we were at and like comment and, and like chortle and all that. Oh, it really got on my nerves.
With their pinky rings and fucking drinks on the rocks.
Exactly. Wow. That's perfect. So there you go. We have our motivation. We have our serious motivation, which is that you want to live long enough to see the latest and greatest in technology and gadgets in the future, as well as attend all your favorite conventions and RenFests, etc. And then I don't want to call it fake, but less likely possibility that we will actually hold BroFest someday for all of our in-shape fans. And with that, I think, what else is there to say? I mean, we probably should get going, guys. We got to go to the gym. We got a few reps to hit or to do, don't we?
We do. But before we do that, We should let anybody know, if you're out there and have a Fitbit or end up getting a Fitbit after you listen to this episode, send us an email at www.nerdstravaganza.com, and we're going to be setting up a Ganza Fitbit group so we can all compete against each other and see who has the best steppage.
And what's the email address we they want to send that to again, Rick?
Oh, did I say www.nerdstravaganza.com?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not getting edited, so you better say it right.
Wow. Okay. One more try. That would be nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
Yeah, join our awesome Fitbit group where the bar is set very low, we assure you. That's not the only place you can be part of the Nerdstravaganza family. If you're so inclined, if you're of the iTunes inclination, I encourage you to use your well-toned arm to move your mouse over to your browser URL window. Then I guess way too into well-toned body parts. Go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, rate our podcast favorably, and then write us a very fitting review.
Or you can walk on over to www.nerdstravaganza.com, where you can download the show, rate the show, stream the show, all kinds of cool stuff.
Or you can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/nerdstravaganza. Like us there and join our insider group for all the best lifting tips.
Best pumping tips. Breath pumping tips.
And to prove you're not a pencil neck, don't be afraid to check us out on Stitcher.
Yeah!
Stitcher!
Whatever, man. I'll just sit back on the couch, drink Dr. Pepper, and eat Ruffles.
Achievement unlocked. Ruffle boy.
Where I can just laze around all day crunching on my potato chips. Get it? Laze around.
Oh! Well, you're free to do that if you want, Rick.
It would be a wise decision on my part.